Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Chuck covers the White Sox for NBC Sports Chicago. He was part of the Cubs broadcast yesterday because that was on NBC Sports Chicago. I chronicled that on my podcast today on how I felt like I didn't get it right yesterday because I kept flipping back and forth. I would follow the hitting team with the broadcast, and I just think I got it wrong. I got to figure out a new way. It's all in the LoHo Daily podcast today if you want to check it out. Chuck Garfine joins me on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. 500 new and used vehicles for you available right there at Alpamonte Ford. He is the pride of Homewood Flossmoor High School. He is Chuck Garfine. Hey, Chuck.
Lawrence, how are you? Go Vikings.
Go Vikings, indeed. Who came up with the idea of driving Aloy to Wrigley Field?
Well, so our producer, senior producer at NBC Sports Chicago, Ryan McGuffey, kind of put the seed in my head as I was going to the park last week. Hey, we should ride with someone to the game. And the first thought I had was, hey, how about Charlie Tilson? He grew up in the northern suburbs. That must be a special thing for him to get to go to Wrigley and play. And unfortunately, he hasn't played, didn't play yesterday, might not play again today because there's a lefty on the mound. But I get to Guaranteed Rate Field, and then I see Jimenez. And I'm thinking, now that's the guy we should get. And so I went up to him and I asked him, and I mean, as you have seen, Lawrence, he's the nicest kid and so media friendly. And he thought about it, he smiled, and I think he realized, okay, for me to do that, that's this is my first game at Wrigley. Obviously there's a big trade that happened. He goes, let me think about it. And usually when an athlete says, let me think about it, that normally means no. But I could tell with him, he really wanted to, like, think about it and ask himself if he really wanted to put his – it's not just putting your toe in the water. You're jumping in full force to do this kind of thing. And the next day, sure enough, he said yes. And so he was in from the beginning. I mean, not from the beginning, but from that point forward, he was into it. And it turned out to be a great piece. And, I mean, the stars aligned. I mean, I would have loved for him just to hit a home run or do something – get a hit, but for him to hit the game-winning home run in the ninth like that on a broken bat, considering what we did and spent the morning with him heading over there, that was really special.
Yeah, it had to have been a cool moment, and I would imagine that there were a lot of nerves for him in that first at bat where he had the bases loaded, and you're thinking, oh, well, here's the moment. Here's the moment that Aloy is going to have. So I'm guessing you were in the clubhouse afterwards, correct?
Oh, yeah, I was. And, you know, he had the broken bat with him, and I still can't believe he did that. I mean, the bat broke on the swing, and it still went so far out there. And, you know, I was there. He was still kind of, he was just beaming. And in our conversation, I was trying to get him to try to find out really what he was feeling about going to Wrigley, how important it would be for him and what it would mean to hit, say, a home run. And he didn't want, he was really guarded in that regard only because he didn't want to come out and say before the game, yeah, I'd love to hit a home run today. But what he did say in our conversation was, you know, he grew up a big baseball fan. He knows the history of the Yankees. He really wanted to play for the Yankees. He also really wanted to play for the Cubs, a lot because he liked the uniform. But he liked the colors, which is kind of funny, when he was a kid. And his dream came true to that. He signed with the Cubs. He signed for less money to be with the Cubs. And then when he was traded, obviously, to the White Sox, what he said in our conversation was, it would, because he was no longer with the Cubs and because the Yankees are this storied franchise, what he was feeling inside him this season was what it would mean to homer against or have a big game against the Yankees and the Cubs. And look what he's done. He's got two homer games against the Yankees. His first game against the Cubs, he homers. And the thing about him is he relishes in the big moments. He's been doing this his whole career. Remember what he did in the spring training game in 2018 against the Cubs, Lawrence?
Yeah, when he homered in that one.
What happened there was he had a hamstring injury. 3 days before the game, he is pleading with Rick Renteria just to let him play even one at-bat in that game. He was already thinking about it. During the game, he's not playing. He's pleading with Renteria to get him in the game, get him in the game. Finally, he relents. It's the ninth inning, or it was the eighth or ninth inning, and it's an 0-2 count, curveball. He pinch hits and hits the home run against the Cubs. I mean, that's the kind of thing he's been doing. The big moments, he's not going to always do it, but he's had a short career, and so far he's showing that, you know, he relishes in those big moments, and you want a player who can do that, and he always seems to be that kind of guy.
You can watch Chuck Garfine on NBC Sports Chicago, and the piece that he did with Aloy is up on the website and on the My Teams app if you want to check it out. It's really good. I implore you to seek it out. Even though Chuck is here with me talking about it, you should go seek it out. And you should also check out Chuck on the White Sox Talk podcast. He and Ryan McGuffey do a great job talking about this team. So one more question about Aloy, Chuck. What's it been like watching him get to this point where you're wondering if he was going to, you know, be in the minors? He gets the long-term deal and starts with the major league club. What's he been like?
He has been, what's coming up right now in my mind was how he was feeling opening day. And I think he was feeling the pressure of the moment and all the attention before the game. He wasn't exactly sure what to expect during the game, and then all those sliders happened, and he was so anxious. And he's admitted that he's been wanting to be the hero too often, and he's put too much pressure on himself. But he was doing that for the first, say, month and a half, 2 months, especially at home. When he sees a White Sox fan, he sees, like, deep into your soul. Like, he gets it. He knows how he wants to do so well for White Sox fans. And I think he put more pressure on himself at home. I mean, remember, I think his first six or seven home runs were on the road. He didn't have any home runs at home until like 3 weeks ago. So I think what you're seeing him become is a more relaxed, comfortable, confident hitter. And he's taking more walks now. Pitchers are, it's funny. I mean, you're seeing some of these pitchers, even on the Yankees, you know, it also depends on who's batting behind him, but they're throwing at him, or not throwing at him, but they're pitching him like he's an all-star. They don't want to even deal with him. And when you start seeing that already, he's 22. I think that's a great sign going forward. And, you know, the sky's the limit for him. He's even gotten better defensively in a short period of time. I'm not saying he's an all-star defensively. He just needs to be average out there, and his routes have been better. He looks more comfortable out there. Kudos to Daryl Boston, the White Sox outfield coach, and him. I showed up at the ballpark yesterday after dropping him off. I then went home and then came back. This is around 3:15, and he is out there in left field going through outfield drills with Daryl Boston. So, I mean, he really wants to be better in the field, and he has shown that lately.
You're one of the more positive people when it comes to looking at this White Sox rebuild. I remember what you were talking about with win totals last season, Chuck. I ain't forgot that. But I'm curious on what you think. How should White Sox fans feel about the 2019 season?
Well, I'll go back to last year. I predicted that they'd have a better record just because I believed in a lot of these guys. And, you know, I didn't think they would all tumble like they did. I didn't think Giolito would have the season he did. You know, he had a strong end of his 2017 season, so I'm just assuming, oh, he'll be even better in 2018. It didn't happen. A lot of things went wrong with last year's team, and, you know, I wasn't guaranteeing. I think I might have said they'd win like 77 or 78 games. Yeah, I was wrong. 2019, you know, you want to see this team be around. I want to see this team be around 500. And I think I predicted about, I don't know exactly, but it's probably around 77, 78 wins. I did that again this year. And that still seems about right. But, you know, I think what's going on is you want to see, but more than the win total this year, you want to see development for guys who are going to be here in the future. And you're seeing it in spades. You're seeing it, except for, I'd say, Ronaldo Lopez. Everybody is taking the next step, and there have been some surprises. Who thought James McCann would be a part of this future? And he's still young enough to be the veteran backup of this team, you know, in the future. You know, Aaron Bummer has been lights out of the bullpen. I mean, that really started solidifying things with this team when the bridge to Colome started getting stronger. So I just feel really good about where this is all going. And I think what you're going to see next off season is, you know, last off season, yeah, they went after Machado. That was a failure, you know, completely. You can't, there's no way around it. Yonder Alonso and John Jay, what have they contributed so far to the team? Not what you've expected. But what they were trying to do is they were going for the big fish last year. It didn't happen. They didn't try to address all their problems or their needs, I should say, because they didn't know exactly what they had or what they were going to have. This year, you're starting to see what this team has and what it's going to need next year. So I'm really looking forward to what they're going to do in the offseason. Am I positive? You know, am I one of the most positive guys? I think I'm just a positive person in general. I'm not going to go to the negative. If I see something I don't like that I haven't been happy with Ronald Lopez, I'll say it. But I still feel, you know, I'm not giving up on him, and I'm certainly feeling very bullish about this White Sox team now and in 2020 and beyond.
It's hard not to imagine what they would look like with a healthy Rodon and a healthy Kopech.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and that's the thing. You need depth in your organization, and that's one thing that they're going to need. And, I mean, look at the Houston Astros. They lose. You didn't even know Altuve's out. Springer's out. You don't even know. They've got so many guys they can just bring up, and that's what they're going to need. You know, it's not everybody in their farm system is having a great season, and that's the depth that you'd like to see coming going forward. But, you know, Kopech will be back next year. They'll have Cease. Rodon, you can't even rely on him right now for next season because he's got the Tommy John. They got to go out and they got to hit on a starting pitcher. I don't know if it's going to be a long-term deal, but Nova has been a pleasant surprise recently after the start he had. But, you know, I think what I will say is if Jimenez keeps hitting like this, and they're going to have Luis Robert. I mean, Lawrence, Luis Robert has the potential to be the best player on this team, better than Eloy Jimenez. Do you agree?
I do, and seeing him win the Southern League All-Star MVP last night was a nice way to end the night after Aloy has his heroics at Wrigley.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, he's got all the tools. The thing with Jimenez is you're getting the great hitting and average defense, which is fine, and if it ends up being above average, great. Robert, you're talking a guy who can. I'm not saying he's going to be, but it certainly has the potential and the ability to be a great hitter. Great defensively, up the middle at center field. I mean, what a prime position that is. Steals bases. He does it all. And if he stays healthy, I mean, that's a win-win times 10 for this White Sox team. So I'm really looking forward to seeing him. And, you know, I said on our podcast last night, if you're a White Sox fan, I mean, it has been a rough go for many years. I'm saying many, you know. And, you know, this was a day. And the Cubs have been great, and they deserve all the accolades and recognition because they've been a great team for, you know, 4 years. But today is a day, you can go into your office, pound your chest, and say, look at that. Look at my team. Look what the White Sox did. And if you want to even go further and trash talk and say, look what happened to your team today or last night, then go ahead and do it because, you know, the Sox and their fans have been taking lumps. I've been taking lumps for years. Last night was special. One of the great moments in this rivalry. Listen, the Cubs can go out and blow out the White Sox here tonight. Could happen, even though Giolito has been so good. But last night was a day for White Sox fans. A little carrot for you to carry and put in your pocket for a long time because that was neat.
Chuck, what was it like to kind of do the combined broadcast where it's you and Kelly and Doug? Like, that was some cool stuff.
You know, I didn't do too much. You know, I didn't want to. It was a Cubs broadcast, and I was very sensitive to that and that audience. And I didn't want to do – I didn't feel it was like my role to be like, hey, here's the White Sox side of things on this and that and that and this. But we did want to have a blend of, you know, what's going on with the White Sox in this Cubs broadcast. So, I just basically was telling my Eloy Jimenez side of things because that's something that I would think the Cubs audience would want to hear or maybe not want to hear. Considering he's, you know, he was a former Cub, and you know the Jose Quintana thing is a whole other story. But that was, you know, I give Len and JD a ton of credit. They just like kind of let me into the show and kind of give that side of things. And Kelly did a great job, presenting Wrigley Field and what like she always does, talking about, the Cubs. But I just think, and today's a Sox broadcast, so you'll be seeing a lot more of me if you're watching. If you want to hear the Sox side of things, it's on NBC Sports Chicago. It'll be me, Jason, and Steve here tonight. And Kelly will be a part of it as well, bringing the Cubs side of things to a Sox broadcast.
Well, Chuck, I appreciate you jumping on. The piece with Aloy is really, really good. And I say to those of you who are either a Cub or a White Sox fan, you should seek it out on NBCSportsChicago.com. It's really good content. I think that you'll enjoy it. And Chuck had a good time, playing Lil Nas X for Aloy on there. Like, the whole thing was great. So, Chuck, I appreciate you jumping on, man. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Lawrence. Appreciate it.
That's Chuck Garfine of NBC Sports Chicago. Part of the HF Mafia. We're all over the place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.